You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Many blind and partially sighted people in Wales rely heavily on bus travel for independence. But a new report from RNIB Cymru has revealed significant barriers to making those journeys possible. I'm joined now by Rachel Jones, Policy and Public Affairs Officer for RNIB Cymru. Welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio, Rachel. Chris and all.
Thank you, Howell. It's lovely to be here.
Well, tell us a bit about the RNIB Cymru bus reports. What were the aims when this report was being created?
So we wanted to really capture what blind and partially sighted people felt about using buses in Wales. So last year we went out, we did a survey. We managed to get loads of responses actually from lots of people in different parts of Wales. That was really crucial to try and get like the differences between rural and urban bus travel. We had lots of people with very different eye conditions, different lengths of time living with those eye conditions as well, and who use kind of a variety of mobility aids as well, such as white canes and guide dogs. So we really wanted to get a snapshot of what it's really like to kind of make a bus journey when you've got sight loss. And we managed to compile all these responses into our new report, which is called All Aboard? Very important to have the question mark, because I don't think necessarily at the moment we are welcoming everybody on board buses. And it's all about the challenges that blind and partially sighted people face in Wales. As a blind person myself, you know, I kind of had a rough idea. I go and use buses myself. So for me, unfortunately, many of the responses weren't a massive surprise, but it is really useful to have so much information that we can use when kind of influencing decision makers.
And what have the key findings of the report been?
Well, not surprisingly, kind of at every stage of making a bus journey, so from planning the journey to going out, finding the right stop, finding the right bus, the onboard passenger experience, being able to get off, you know, when you're at the correct destination, all of those things are massive hurdles. Unfortunately, it's not just simple thing as saying, I'm going to go out and catch a bus, which kind of resulted in the fact that only 1 in 10 blind or partially sighted people could make all the journeys that they wanted to by bus. And a further 1 in 10 have not made a bus journey in the last year. So it really shows how difficult it is to be able to rely on buses when they can be a real lifeline, especially in rural areas. I live in Mid Wales myself. Using buses are absolutely vital to kind of getting around. But there are just so many challenges at each stage of like trying to make the journey that it just becomes really difficult.
And what are some of the key recommendations to come out of the report?
Well, with our report, we've kind of reflected what it's like to make the bus journey. So we've split it into lots of different sections around planning the journey. So at the moment, so much bus travel information is just inaccessible. From our survey, just 2% of blind or partially sighted people can read a timetable at a bus stop. And that's probably, you know, the most common place where we're going to be interacting with bus timetables is at bus stops. So what people were saying to us is that they massively rely on other people to read the timetables for them. And that just really impacts on people being able to be independent. So we want there to be much more accessible information out there. We want bus operators to be able to provide all sorts of formats. You know, we want large print, braille, audio. And when it comes to digital options, we really need those to be like fully accessible, because only 1 in 3 said that they could actually use bus apps and bus websites, because a lot of the times they're not, you know, accessible with screen readers, not compatible with magnification technology. So we really need to make sure that any digital options for timetables are completely fully accessible, fully compatible with assistive technology. There's also so much difficulty when navigating to the bus stops and to bus stations. So from being able to kind of get down the street safely, walk along pavements, cross roads safely, there's so many challenges to that, being able to identify the local bus stop. And in fact, 25% said that they could not identify their local bus stop easily. So it just shows being able to get to the bus before you've even gotten on the bus, being able to get to the bus is so difficult for so many people. So we want to make sure that local authorities adopt RNIB's key principles of inclusive street design. It's a really great checklist for being able to make sure that our streets can be really well considered, well thought out, to make things much more inclusive for people being able just to get around the local area. One of the biggest barriers to kind of having a good onboard experience is a lack of audio announcements. So 4 in 5, a huge 80% of respondents, said that audio announcements were either sometimes, rarely, or never present, which shows a big lack of reliability. On my own bus that I go through Mid Wales, we don't have audio announcements, so I know how frustrating that is. And a majority of people as well said that they just do not feel that they get enough notice of cancelled or rescheduled buses. That makes it really hard to plan journeys. So what we want is for audio announcements to be available on every bus, you know, in line with current regulations. And we want there to be a really well thought out solution to being able to share real time information in accessible ways. So a lot of the time at the moment, real time updates are like maps, or you might get a little icon of a bus traveling along a map. It's very visual. That is really hard to access with sight loss. So we want there to be so many different options to be able to access real-time information in accessible ways. Another thing that came up in our report was the attitude of bus drivers. So 3 in 4 feel that some bus drivers are not well-trained to assist blind and partially sighted passengers. There was a huge mixture of experiences, but it was a really mixed bag, but a lot of the time, nearly half of respondents were saying that they'd had bad experiences with drivers, whether it was being able to have help to find seats or waiting until somebody had been seated until the bus had pulled off, or being able to reliably call out the stop if there wasn't audio on the bus. All of these things were kind of giving people real pause for thought about travelling on buses. And you know, people were saying they lack confidence when they know they're not going to have a really good experience. So we really want there to be regular training across all bus operators so that drivers really understand how to assist passengers with sight loss and be able to communicate effectively so that every time on a bus, you know you're going to have a really great experience.
And where can we find a copy of the RNIB Cymru bus report?
Yep, so we will be sharing our bus report on the 21st of May. We will have it on the RNIB website, and we will be sharing it to all of our key stakeholders, such as Welsh Government, Transport for Wales, local authorities, and all of our campaigners and volunteers will be able to share it out as well. So if this is something you think you would like to get involved in our bus campaign to make bus travel much easier for blind or partially sighted people, you can get in touch with us and you can help support us in sharing out our report.
And what difference can having an equitable bus network have on the well-being and quality of life, really, of blind or partially sighted people here in Wales?
Oh, it's absolutely vital that we have an accessible and, as you said, equitable bus network. Buses are an absolute lifeline for blind or partially sighted people. You know, when you're not able to drive or cycle independently, public transport, you know, becomes such a lifeline. It's such a vital part of your life. Being able to stay connected with family and friends, being able to keep active. One of the biggest things that our report showed us was that people go shopping, go socialising, people access volunteering and kind of community groups events. And so being able to get out of the house, stay connected with your community, reduce isolation, just be a part of everything in society is absolutely key to living a good life.
Rachel Jones, Policy and Public Affairs Officer for RNIB Cymru. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.